Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my delight and my pleasure to be with you. If you're just tuning in tonight, this is our Thursday night broadcast. We come on every Thursday at 8:30. The song you are listening to is Day by Day, which is an instrumental. And we live our lives day by day. Well, at least we try to anyway. And we can't change yesterday, and we don't know the future. So it is today, Thursday, and we are so excited. So please tell a friend about the broadcast. If you're on Facebook, I just sent a link out so that you could tune in to the show if you would like to. And if you would like to call in tonight, the number is 1-347-826-7543. I also sent something out on my Twitter page tonight, so just feel free to join me. So we're going to be talking about leadership, and we went into inspiration last week, but we just want to keep the series going, and we're just so excited about everything that God is doing in our lives, and I'm seeing so many people that are inspiring others and doing things for others, and plus, while they're doing that, they're helping themselves, because if you extend a hand, it will surely be given back to you. I believe in that, and the law of attraction, what you put out is what you will get back. So if you're not having a good day, maybe you didn't start off on the right foot and putting out something good, but you can change that even now at 8:30 in the evening and just change your way of thinking, change what's on your heart. Say a little prayer if you need to, whatever you need to do. Take a deep breath. Sometimes we even have to scream. But you know what? Whatever works for you, it will be okay, and you can just move on. I am on every Thursday night at 8:30, so please tell your friends about it. We are Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and I love what I do, and I hope that you enjoy the show as well. I just want to say thank you. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, we welcome you. And if you would like to leave a message, you can go to the chat room, or you can send me an email at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can call me right now on the show at 1-347-826-7543. We will be more and more than happy to hear from you tonight. So we have a couple of announcements to make. This coming Saturday, which is May the 5th, yours truly will be speaking on a panel for Living the Balanced Life. And it's our spring conference, and the location is 6220 Purdue Court, Virginia Beach, Virginia. It's at the New Generation Christian Center. So if you're in the Hampton Roads area, please stop by and join us. We start at 10, and we will end promptly at 2. And this is just a mini conference. We wanted to start, you know, spring forward, do something great and get things started, get the momentum going through summer. We know that it the momentum changes during the summer months because so many people are traveling. But, you know, if you're in business, you have to continue that on even through the summer months. Even if you just slow down a little bit, you still have to have that high momentum so that people will realize that you're still going strong and that you're still in business. I want to say hello to Leanne, who is my new client. Yay, Leanne, we're excited to be working with her. We're going to get her schedule ready and do some consulting with her. So thank you, Leanne, so much. Thank you to all those who have supported the radio show for all these years, and we really, really appreciate it. I don't ever want to come on and just to think that this is something that I can do without you, because I need you to make this show successful. And I love what I do. I actually am excited every time I get on. And I was talking to Lalisa Williams the other day, and she has her own Blog Talk Radio show. So sometimes tune in. She's on every month, Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. I believe that's the right time. But if you don't get it, you can call me back later. And Lalisa was like, well, maybe you need to do an hour show. You know, and I've thought about that from time to time. And I'm sure that I will do that when I have more information to give to you. But tonight we're going to talk about leadership. Last week, if you missed the show, you can go back and get the archives where we talked about inspiring somebody and how we have to be generous with our own inspiration and show kindness to others. And I also this week talked about pay it forward. And I want you to know that everything that I do is not so much because I'm trying to pay somebody back, but it's from the kindness of my heart, and I hope that you truly, truly believe that. So once again, this is Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, so thanks for tuning in. And I'm really excited just to dive into our topic tonight because the time slips by very fast. Leadership and being a leader is a very large hat to wear. When you're a leader, sometimes you forget why you're in leadership or why you're doing what you're doing. And if that's the case, then obviously there's a problem. Because the first thing about being a leader is you must love what you're doing. You must know that this is your calling, that you have been called into this arena, and that you will be able to fulfill your obligation as a leader, because people are looking up to you. You're mentoring them, and whether you're a leader directly or indirectly, because there are many leaders in the community. There are civic leaders and our church leaders and our social leaders and you know, our state and local government leaders. We have the leaders on our jobs. We have people that are leaders and don't even know that they're leaders. So you have to figure out what is it that you want to do. And how is your leadership role going to help those in the community and those that you're involved with? We know leaders, as pastors are leaders, and the deacons and deaconesses in the churches, and whatever their particular title is. And then some of them are just ordinary people who are very wise and who have great information for us. So thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. So if you didn't get an option, do we get your pencil and paper? And we're going to be right back to talk to you about being a leader. So let's just dive right into this leadership thing. If you are a leader and that is your calling, or if you are a leader that has been pushed into a position and you're not sure what it is you need to do. The first thing that I would suggest that you know what you're called to do. That's the first thing. And know that this calling is not something that you can just take lightly, that the role of a leader has many, many details that you have to work out, things that you have to do. People are watching you. They're listening to the words that you say. They're looking at your mannerism, how you treat others. And I know for myself that the first thing that you must have to be a leader is that you must have love and kindness in your heart for mankind, that you must be able to inspire others, and that you must know that this is your calling. And I emphasize this because I know the position that I'm in, I don't take it lightly, and I don't take it for granted that I was given the honor, because it is an honor, and a most humble honor to be in the position that I'm in and as a leader in the community. And I look forward each and every day to doing things that I know are going to inspire somebody else and are going to help somebody else. So just think about who you are as a leader and how your leadership is going to affect those that you are around. Are you tired all the time and wore out from your job and you just don't think that you are a good leader? And if you're not, then maybe you need to step aside from that position for a while, or, you know, take some vacation time and think about what you're doing. Because if you're not inspiring others through your leadership skills, then guess what? You're not going to be a leader for very long, and nobody's going to be listening to you because you're not going to be showing kindness and gratitude towards others. And you also have to be very merciful, because God shows us mercy each and every day. And we have to exude that back out into the things that we do when we're talking to people, when we're focusing on what it is that we want to accomplish in our leadership roles. Because taking on the leader role, as I've spoke before, means that there are many hats that we have to wear. We're usually in charge of organizations and committee meetings and seminars and workshops, and we have usually a team that works under us, and we are their mentor. They come to us with questions, and we need to have answers. If we are not in our right standing and where we're supposed to be, then we're going to be poor leaders, and that's not going to help anybody. And those that are listening to us will eventually be confused and not focus on what we're doing, and we're not going to be able to get anything done. So you have to know that this is what you were called to do, and that you are at peace with it, and that you are ready to take on the role of the leader, and that you will be able to fulfill your obligation. So I love what I do. I don't know if you can tell by my voice, but I hope that you can. And when I think about being a leader, I don't think about so much that I want, you know, these hundreds of thousands of people following down behind me. I think about the individual lives that I'll be able to touch each day when I put out what it is that I have on the inside of me. Because what normally happens, and this is just for me, that when I'm inspired, I show that enthusiasm and that inspiration, and I want to share that with somebody else because I want somebody to know how grateful I am for the position that I am. And I don't take it lightly, that I know that this is a gift that was given to me by God. So each day I get up and I pray about what it is that I want to do for this particular day, because, in my opening dialogue, I can't change yesterday, and I don't know the future. But what I do know is that everything about me is to be the best me that I can be, and to inspire somebody else, and to share what I have learned through my knowledge and my research and my education, and share that with others. And, you know, it helps my life, because I get the opportunity to meet so many people and to have so many conversations about so many different topics. And I love it, because when I'm doing that, I get inspired, and then I want to come and share with you what I have learned. And I know that each and every day there's going to be something new. I'm looking for something new. I'm actually expecting something new each and every day. Yes, I may be a counselor every single day, you know, and a consultant, but I'm looking for it not to be the same, not to be mundane. I'm looking for it to be exciting so that I am justified for the position that I have been placed in. And I hope that you feel the same way, too, because you don't have to be on the radio. You don't have to own your own business. You don't have to be a teacher. But if you have words of wisdom that can inspire somebody and words of encouragement, then you need to be sending those out into the airways. When you're using your Facebook pages and your Twitters and your tweets, as some people call them, then you should be sharing those good things with others. It was so many inspiring things on Facebook this morning. I was really pleased to see that because a lot of times I don't get to get on and share things, but I do get the opportunity to read some of them. And when I look at people who are talking about smiling, it was one. It was Kelly, and I believe, and Kelly is a coach, and she was talking about she's smiling and her heart is singing. And you know, that when you read that, you can't help but smile because you're seeing, you know, what she wrote. She meant it. It was sincere, and you could feel that it was sincere, even though it was in the written form. And it lets you, it gives you opportunity to step back from what you're going through sometimes. So we just have to look at all the little things, all the little kindness things, and the little positive messages that are put out each and every day, and find your own. Find your own, you know, little niche that you can exude to somebody else, because when we do that, we have a much better life and we look forward to the next day. And how can I make a difference in the lives that I touch? Because it's all about who we are, about who we serve, and about what we were put on this earth to do. So I'm really, really excited about how my life has changed and how I have grown in the years. You know, and you probably won't believe this, but when I was a little girl, I would barely talk. I know you're laughing, but I wouldn't say a word. I was so afraid that what I would say wouldn't sound like something that somebody wanted to hear. And the way that I was brought up, my father, you know, who was the head of our household, and he ruled over us in per se, that he would dictate to us what it was that we needed to do, and we were supposed to do it. Now, my parents had 7 kids, so we were like little soldiers, you know, just lined up, and I was oldest, from the oldest on down to the babies. And we would just do whatever he told us to do. And when you look back on that, and especially for me because I grew up in it, I know that that was the best that my father could do because that was the way that he had been raised. And when we look at our parents and especially our fathers, we do look to them to be the leader of our household, and we're listening to what they're saying. But at the same time, when you're children, you know, you can't say anything back. But when you have these situations as an adult, you see that they are not always good for the children because even as we were growing up, they were encouraging us when we were little to do everything. You know, they were encouraging us to walk and to talk and to, you can get up, you know, if we fell back down, and they were, you know, and they would put us in our little walkers and they would encourage us to move our feet and to scoot around the room, you know, and just move around. But when you think about and looking back at when you were a child, something happened. When you were small, parents were encouraging their children, being the great leaders and the mentors and the motivators. But then something happened. There was a turn, a pivot, as we say, in that relationship. Because what happened, and for most of us, and if you don't agree, please let me know, but then something happened. And then they started to say, no, don't do that. Don't touch the things on the table. No, go sit in your chair. No, don't get up. No, stop. No, no, no. And I'm laughing because when you think about it, it's quite confusing because in the first half of our life, the first few years of our life, it was yes, 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 you can do it. You know, you can do it. You can walk. You can talk. And, oh, my God, and they're so excited. And then at a certain point, that stops, and they start saying no. And I think for a lot of us, and especially for me, with the way that I was brought up, the saying no sort of devastated me, that no, you don't speak until you're spoken to. No, you don't just get up and walk away when your father's talking to you. You just sit and listen. So I was actually probably horrified to do anything, and by my father being, you know, a tall man and I'm just a little kid, I was terrified. So just think about that, especially the parents when we're looking at our kids and the way that they're reacting to things, because we have reared these children and we're the leader of the household, but somewhere along the way we have lost the ability to say yes, yes you can. And even in our adult lives, we have to, yes, we have to say no sometimes, but we also have to say some yeses. And we all, and that's where leadership skills come in. And I just wanted to share that little personal side with you about my, you know, my upbringing, because it, I've chuckled because we think about where we've come from and all that we've been through is a product of who we are right now, because every single thing that we had to go through brought us to where we are today. So on the flip side of that, not talking and then being encouraged by my mother and my grandmother, my father was saying no, but my mother and my grandmother were saying yes. Yes, you do hear the voice. Yes, you can talk. Yes, you can speak for yourself. And so even though my mother wasn't the head of the household, she still was a leader in her own right. And even my grandmother didn't live with me, she still showed her leadership and her mentorship towards me as her granddaughter to encourage me to be the best that I can be. So just think about that. And whatever you're doing and thinking about who you are, whether you're a leader with a title or you're just a parent, and not just a parent, but a parent in your, or you're in out in the public and you're a manager and you have a team working with you, think about how you treat them and think about the way that you were raised, which may be the way, why you're the way that you are today. So just think about that, not in a bad way, but in a good way, because we never want to, you know, talk about bad things. And even though the experience wasn't good for me, not talking, it still made me who I am today. And now you can't shut me up, okay? I am a talking machine. I love what I do. So each and every day, again, I am just so grateful that God has given me this platform so that I can speak to you. And if you have questions about the show, please call me if you want to tune in right now, if you want to chime in. The number is 1-347-826-7543. Or you can call me after the show at 757-567-6734. I appreciate any calls that I get, and I'm, like I said, I'm grateful, and I'm humble, and I just want you to know that you don't always have to wear the hat of authority to be a leader. You can be a leader in your own home, and that's where I was going with that analogy with my father and my mother and my grandmother and myself. And it's just been a whirlwind of opportunity for me as I've grown and as I've matured in my life. No, it was never easy, and I won't say that it was, but I'm just grateful for everything that I went through. And I'm really inspired by others. One of the other things that I want to talk about in being a leader is being a good listener, because we have to do that. If we're always talking, then we never know what other people are thinking. So, you know, if you're trying to inspire someone, then you must be willing to listen so that when needed, you'll be able to give advice. And I think that's one of the things that some leaders have a hard time with. They just want to dictate and be in the position of authority, but they don't want to listen to others. So if you're not listening, how can you convey to others that you value what they say and demonstrate that you care if you're not really listening to the dialogue? So think about that when you're having conversations with someone else. Be open to what they're saying to you and, you know, push aside that you're in charge and be able to hear what they're saying, because it will help with you being a great leader. And then you're being able to inspire them once you hear what they're saying. Even if you don't agree with what they're saying, at least you have the opportunity to hear what they said, listen to what they were bringing to the table, and then, you know, take it from there. Oftentimes, as leaders, we sometimes forget why we were called into our positions, and that's not good as well because, again, the ego gets in the way. But as I want you to think about where you are on your own personal level, and some people just don't want that role of being a leader. So if that's not you, then you don't have to. You know, you don't have to be labeled leader. But if you own a business, if you are a manager on a job, or if you are someone that has great knowledge and information that you want to share that, please do by all means and be able to inspire others, because that's the thing that we do as leaders. You want to be able to inspire. So just going back to our conversation from last week, we're kind of bringing that back into the conversation this week. So I hope that you see the flow in that. When you're in touch with who you are, and then, and you're open to hearing and seeing the love that you put out there as a leader, and then you're inspired by others, and then you're able to listen to what the conversation is and be engaged in that conversation, and I think you will be a great leader, because we have the ability to change lives. And just think about that for a second, because people are listening to you, and they are taking in what you say, and they're taking it to heart. And sometimes, even when, as human beings, we still make mistakes. So even in my role as a leader at the church and when I'm speaking, I tell people, take notes so that you can remember what I said. And if you have issue with it, you've written it down, you can do some research about what we talked about, and then you'll be able to better understand. And if you take issue with something, and you can call me and we can talk about it. But if you're just going to listen to me and you're going to do everything I say and you're going to be a follower, then more than likely you're not going to be pleased with yourself. So tonight I just wanted to kind of go into that segue with being inspired and talking about being a leader, and thanking all of you that listen to my program. I know that I am truly blessed, and that I, when I come on the airwaves, I want to be an inspiration to you, and I want to be able to talk to you about things as honestly as I can, so that you know the truth that I speak, you'll be able to share it with somebody else. And just the little nuggets that I gave you tonight, and it wasn't many, be all about love, be inspiring to others, be a great listener. And if you can do those things, I guarantee you that your leadership skills will improve. And, of course, that's not all you have to do, but those are just some suggestions for you for tonight that you maybe can work on this week and make a better life for yourself. Because I know that everybody that has the title of leader, at some points in time, they wonder if they're really reaching the community, if they're really helping somebody else, if they're really being an inspiration. So that's my show for tonight. You know, I love what I do. I hope you have enjoyed it as well. And I want you to come back next week and listen to the program. We're on every Thursday at 8:30. It's Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. We're going to have a conference in June or July. We have, don't have the date yet, and it's going to be in New Jersey with Lalise Williams at PSU Training. And then we're going to have another conference, leadership conference, in September, probably the second week in September. So mark your calendars for that. I'll be giving you more information as time goes closer. But thank you so much for tuning into the show. And if you get the opportunity, stop by 6220 Purdue Court this Saturday morning at 10 a.m. I'm going to be there speaking on living the balanced life. So I thank you again for tuning into the show. I hope you have enjoyed it. I hope that you can take something away from it and use it, and that I'm an inspiration to you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. I'll be back next Thursday at 8:30. So please tell your friends about Issues Concerning Women. Please continue to support the show. We really appreciate it. And I want you to know how you all inspire me. When I get those little messages saying that I've touched somebody, and whether they're in Kansas or Virginia Beach or even overseas, because I do have friends there as well that listen to this show, I thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you all, and I will see you next Thursday. Bye-bye.